confident. To the basket, draws contact. He'll get the hoop at arm. Terry attacks off the dribble. His shot good in paint.
The stage is set. The players are ready. The fans have filled the stands. It's time to play some basketball. Today's game on WAXI is presented by
Ron Construction, Andrews Heating and Cooling, Park County REMC, Jackson Family of Dealerships, Future X Industries, Overpeck Gas, Rockville and Clinton IGA Stores, Clark Chevrolet, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, BJ's Electronics, Dale Warnick Chevrolet, Ryan Luce State Farm Insurance, Valley Pro Construction, WTHI TV 10, Diverter Funeral Home, and Wallace Law Offices.
Welcome back to South Vermillion. Outstanding job of the national anthem by the South Vermillion Pep Band. We prepare for the dance with the starting lineup. South Vermillion will be dressed in their home whites, trimmed out in black and old gold. Fountain Central in their navy traveling uniforms, trimmed out in old gold. Looks like a touch of gray or white, not sure. As I mentioned earlier, South Vermillion, a pair of double-digit scores in the ball game. Looking down there in front of the scorer's bench, we have an outstanding officiating crew tonight. Tommy Rohr, Jack Crapo, and Greg Hayes. Stevens, you get the starting lineups?
Yes. Yep, I got them ready to go here. So for Fountain Central, they're going to have a three-guard lineup, one forward, one center. The three guards are going to be six-foot senior Nathaniel Butts, a 5'9" sophomore. The public address announcer said Andrew Shaby.
Shaby.
So we'll go with that for the rest of the night. Andrew Shaby, as you said, 5'9" sophomore, and a 5'10" sophomore, Carson Eberly. Forward is going to be leading scorer for this team, senior 6'3" Aaron Barnett. And at the center position will be a 6'3" junior at number 42, Jake Smith. South Vermillion tonight goes with a four-guard lineup and one forward. At the guard position is going to be a 5'9" junior, Bryce Gilman. Another guard, 6-foot junior, Connor Van Lannen. 6'1" senior, Brandon Johnson. A 5'10" senior in Bryce McLish. And the one forward this evening will be 6-foot senior in Cooper Terry.
Thank you, Stephen. As we mentioned, this is a Wabash River Conference ball game. So important for both teams. Teams have headed to the floor. Looks way like we are set. Got a horse on the floor on the far end, Stephen.
Horse on the floor.
That's a Mustang, isn't it? It's a tall Mustang. Looks like the next, about as long as the body. It'll be Brandon Johnson and Aaron Barnett in the center circle to tip things off. Word of encouragement from our officiating crew. Ball controlled in the backcourt by the Mustangs. It'll be Shaby, gives it up to Barnett in between the circles. Ball gets reversed to the backside. It's Butts on the drive. Drop off pass inside to Smith. Good scoop pass. Smith is going to draw a quick foul. But that really starts with a penetration, Stephen. Once he got around his defender, it forced the defense to step up the lane, try to stop the ball. And as it did, it opened up Smith on the block. Smith connects on the first free throw. Foul was on Cooper Terry, his first of the game.
Well, unfortunately, it seems like the games we've covered have stopped for a minute, at least the ones I've seen. Cooper Terry finds himself in foul trouble early on.
Second free throw also good by Smith. Mustangs with a quick 2-0 lead. Gilman out front, works to his right, picks his dribble up, bounce pass near side to McClish. McClish off the dribble, gives it up to Johnson. It's now Gilman, Gilman to Van Lannen. Connor fires a three, it's too hard off the heel of the rim. Saved inbounds by Connor to Terry. Terry with the pivot, gives it up to Johnson on the baseline. Brandon sends it out front to McQuish. Comes near side now to Van Lannen. McQuish gets it back on the far wing. Gilman fires a three, rattles in and out. It won't drop. Rebound Smith. Smith will bring it up himself. Gives it up in the corner to Shaby. Now Barnett on the drive up the right side. Shot won't go. Rebound Van Lannen. Connor on the move up the right side. Puts the shot in the air. Got off balance. It's rebounded by the Mustangs. Shaby going to fire a three. His shot good. Mustangs lead 5-0.
Well, early on, Fountain Central sharing the ball really well. That time, once again, penetration leads to the kick-out bucket.
McQuish on the drive. Out front, it's Gilman. Bryce works to his left, puts the shot up. He's going to go to the free throw line. Foul will be on Butts. It'll be his first. As Gilman goes to the free throw line, we'd like to thank Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. Your hometown Proud IJ stores in Rockville and Clinton. WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI, coverage you can count on. Bryce connects on the first free throw. Cuts the lead 4-5-1.
Sorry, back to the words of my dad when I was playing. If you're even, you beat the defender, and that's exactly what Bryce did. Defender was even with him, did not step over and stop penetration. So Bryce continued to go, got some contact, was able to knock down both free throws.
Perfect at the free throw line, cuts the lead to three at 5-2. Butts out front with a dribble, guarded by McQuish, brings it near side to Eberle. Butts gets it back, works off the dribble, ball poked up in the air by Gilman. Unfortunately, can't track it down before it goes out of bounds. It'll remain Fountain Central basketball. Eberle will inbound in front of the Wildcat bench. Brings it into Smith. A couple of dribbles out towards the 10-second line. Gives it up to Barnett. Johnson gets a hand on the ball. As the Wildcats push the ball up the floor, they can't execute on the back end. The ball goes out of bounds. Turnover, Wildcats. Pressure in the backcourt. No problem for the Mustang. Butts to the basket. His shot won't go. Rebound, Gilman. Gilman on the move. Draws the defense. Kicks to Van Lannen. Van Lannen's shot. Hits the rim a couple times. Won't go. He gets the rebound. Put back is good. Cuts lead to one at 5-4 in favor of Fountain Central.
Well, credit Van Lannen with the effort. He shoots a three from the corner. Next thing you know, the ball's falling into his hands under the rim, making an open layup.
Barnett with a tough shot. It won't go. Rebound Smith. Smith in the lane. Sends it out front to Shaby. It's now Butts on the far side. You can see that the Mustangs like to do a lot off the dribble, Stephen. Shot by Butts, no good. Rebound to the Wildcats. Johnson loses control of the ball on the baseline. It's going to be another turnover, Wildcats. I'd like to thank Del Warnock Chevrolet in at Rockville and the Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockville Banking Center in the Rockville IGA. John Piper enters the lineup for South Vermain. He replaces Brandon Johnson. Barnett into the front court, gives it up to Butts, sends it out front to Eberle. Eberle up the right side with the dribble. Shut off on the block. I think the ball went off his leg. Coach Neville looking for a little help from the outside receiver, Steven. I don't know if you saw the same thing I did, but it looked like it went off the leg of Eberle. Butts drives the baseline, gets around the defense, sets up on the back block, kicks it out to Eberle.
Another thing here early on, you can kind of see they really like that right hand. They're going to penetrate, put it on the deck with the right hand. With the left hand, it's just one dribble and pick it up.
Barnett with the penetration. His shot's good. Leads it 3-7-4 in favor of the Mustangs. Post feed from Van Lannen to Piper. Piper puts it on the floor. Puts a shoulder into the defense. He's called for the charge. That'll be the first on John, second on the team.
Yeah, it's good rotation from Fountain Central, but I like the post entry. I think that's something that South Vermillion can utilize here early. Other than Barnett and Smith, it looks like they have a little bit of a size advantage, but Barnett's playing out on the perimeter right now.
1-3-1 defense this trip for the Wildcats. Butts to Barnett. He travels. I think, Stephen, if you would rotate defensively, I think there's some charges to be taken on the floor. But you can't get caught. You can't get caught looking. You can't be a half step late. You can't play defense with the hands. Let's see. It's Jackson Mullins into the lineup. He replaces Gilman. And the ball turned over out front to Barnett with the Euro step. He gets the layup. It's now a 5-point advantage for Fountain Central, 9-4. Right now the Wildcats turning it over at a rate too high on the offensive end. Clish works on Barnett. Hands off to Van Lannen. His jumper in the lane won't go. Ball gets tipped out. Van Lannen with the rebound. Gives it up on the far side to Terry. Out front, McClish fires a three. His shot's good. Cuts the lead to two at 9-7. We're down to 3 minutes in our opening quarter. Everly out front. Penetration gives it up to Barnett. Skip pass. Shaby fires a three. He hits his second 3-point field goal of the first quarter. Lead back to five at 12-7. I'd like to thank Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton and Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton. McClish fires another three. This one's short. He gets the rebound, gets inside the defense, puts it up with the left hand. His shot, good. 12-9 in favor of Fountain Central. We're down to 2:20 in our opening quarter.
Jim, that's 9 points here in the first quarter for South Vermillion. Seven of those coming on second chance opportunities.
Pass out front. Thought it was going to be picked off. Just deflected. Fountain Central remains with basketball. Everly fires a three. It won't go. It hits a support strap. It'll be South Vermillion basketball. Gilman Johnson returned to the lineup for Coach Neville. Terry and Van Lannen will get a break. A little bit of pressure in the backcourt by Everly. No problem for the Wildcats. Mullins with the ball. Gives it up to McClish. McClish fires a 3.25. It won't go. Rebound Johnson. His put back good. Wildcats within one at 12-11. Probably the one thing that's keeping them in the ball game, Stephen, you mentioned it, second chance opportunities. They've done a nice job on the offensive boards. Shaby fires another three. It looks good, but it won't drop. Smith with the rebound. The no-look pass to Everly goes out of bounds. So first substitute of the first half, of the first quarter for Fountain Central would be Josh Adams. 6'1" senior.
Well, it doesn't really look like Smith. Doesn't really look like Smith right now is going to impose as well in the post. Offensively, he's had opportunities down there, but he looks to pass every time.
Well, he's much larger than anyone on the floor. Good penetration by Gilman. Gives it up to Johnson. Brandon's baseline jumper good. Wildcats with their first lead of the ball game at 13-12. And it's going to be a travel out front on Barnett. Coach for Fountain Central thinks there was enough contact that there should have been a foul. Van Lannen returns. He replaces McClish, 59 seconds in our opening quarter. Wildcats lead by one, 13-12. Gilman into the front court, works to his right. At the top of the key, it's Mullins. Near side, Van Lannen, lob pass inside. Good move by Piper. Gets the defense in the air. His shot good. Wildcats with their biggest lead. It's at 3, 15-12. Skip pass on the backside. Shaby to Barnett. Puts it on the floor. And I think it was off his foot. It was. Back official comes in. And they're going to change the call. We're going to say it was off the foot of a South Vermillion player. I really couldn't tell. I don't know if you had a very good look at it.
It was difficult for me to tell as well, but Barnett definitely looks like he's one that you can get to turn the ball over. Just tries to dribble through some traps, double teams. It's a couple for him here early.
Butts inbounds the ball to Shaby. He has the basketball back near the 10-second line. Clock down to 20. Tate uses a screen, pulls up from 15. His jumper good. Wildcats should get the last shot of the quarter. Gilman walks it up the floor into the front court. Gets a high ball screen from Piper. Goes backside Mullins. Mullins from 15. Shot won't go. Rebound Butts. Fires it just before the buzzer. It's off the mark. We played one. Wildcats by one. 15-14. Stay tuned for second quarter action on 104.9 WAXI.
Together with Susan G. Komen, we're committed to reducing U.S. breast cancer deaths by half.
We're going to do it by 2026.
Visit Komen.org/unacceptable.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermillion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Welcome back. Wildcats with the basketball. McClish, Gilman, Piper, Van Lannen, Johnson. Piper with the ball out front. He works to his left, puts the shot up off glass. John's shot's good. He has two field goals off the bench. Wildcats back to that three-point lead at 17-14. Pressure in the backcourt. No problem for the Mustangs. Barnett in between the circles, gives it up to Shaby. It's now a 2-3 zone in this possession. Smith works around the defense. His shot won't go. Van Lannen with the rebound. Scoop pass to McClish. Bryce, a little hesitation. Gives it up. It's now Van Lannen with the basketball. McClish gets it back, works the baseline. Gets the defense in the air. Scoop pass to Piper. He sends it out to Van Lannen. Good cut from the weak side. Johnson gets the jumper to go from 15. Give Van Lannen the assist. That's good half-court basketball. Wildcats by five.
Yeah, Barnett just way too late to rotate. He was over on help side. Didn't see his man cutting behind him.
And a lazy pass out front. Picked off by Gilman. He beats everybody to the other end. He gets the layup. Wildcats by seven. We have a Valley Pro construction timeout. It's a 30. Second time out. We'll be right back to South Vermillion on 104.9 at WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Future Rex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Future Rex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Future Rex Industries.
Welcome back out of the timeout. It'll be Mustang basketball. 6:38 on our clock here in the second quarter. Wildcats lead by 7, 21-14. They've trailed by as many as 5 in the first half. Butts jumper on the way. It won't go. Ball tipped out. Finally corralled by Johnson. It's now Gilman with the spin dribble. Jumper on the way. Won't go. He's able to get a hand on the ball. And they'll say it was off of Johnson. It'll be Mustang basketball. Eberle going to replace Barnett for Fountain Central. It'll be Butts with the basketball, joined in the backcourt by Eberle. Comes near side, Shaby. His pass knocked away by Gilman, picked up by Johnson. Wildcats in transition to the basket. McClish with the shot. It won't go. Rebound Smith. Outlet to Butts. He's now in the corner. Smith gets it back. His turnaround jumper good. He gets the ball that deep, Stephen. He's going to create a lot of problems for the Wildcats. Lead cut to 5 at 21-16. Gilman with the drive on the baseline. It's now Johnson. Spin dribble. Shot won't go. Ball loose. Picked up by McClish. McClish inside the defense. Gives it up on the weak side to Van Lannen for the easy one. Wildcats 23-16.
Well, South Maryland sharing the basketball so well right now. Defense from Fountain Central very reactive. And right now the Wildcats picking them apart.
Shaby knocks down his third three-point field goal to the first half. Cuts the lead to 4. Would like to thank Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville, and Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton. I was looking down at the book, Steve, and I didn't quite see what happened. They do signal jump ball. Possession will go to Fountain Central.
Yeah, just a pass across the top of the key from right to left. Fountain Central jumps in front of the passing lane, gets the tie up.
In the corner, Barnett works the baseline, puts the shot up. It won't go. Ball's loose. Picked up by Van Lannen. Forces the pass in the middle of the floor. There were more defenders than there was an open player. The ball's going to be turned over, and it's going to be a foul on Piper. That will be his second. ...23-19, Wildcats with the lead. In the corner, Smith with the basketball. Sends it out front to Butts. Almost picked off again. It's now Eberle. Skip pass backside to Shaby. Gives it up to Smith. Smith with a pass. I don't know how Eberle gets to it, but he does. Smith on the drive. His shot short. Rebound Van Lannen. Connor up the near side to Gilman. Bryce's shot blocked. Rebound Piper. Piper gives it back to Gilman. Bryce backs it out in between the circles near the 10-second line. Like thank Todd Diverter, Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, and Walsh Law Offices in Covington and at Clinton. Crossover dribble, Van Lannen around the defense, gets the shot to go. Eberle tried to draw the charge, but a nice job by Van Lannen to avoid the contact. Eberle on the backside, in the middle of the zone to Smith. Smith draws the double team, gives it up to Butts. Butts can't get the shot to go. Rebound Terry, quickly up the floor to Van Lannen. He gets the easy one, give McClish the assist. Wildcats with their biggest lead. It's 8, 27-19. Barnett puts it on the floor, spin dribble. Thought he got away with the travel. Foul's going to be on Piper. That's going to be his third. Another situation, Steven. I think if you will set yourself up defensively, you can draw a charge.
Yeah, he was definitely a man on a mission on that penetration. As soon as he caught it out on the wing, he was going full steam right into the paint.
Barnett connects on the first free throw. I'd like to thank Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington. Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. Second free throw off the mark. And the ball goes out of bounds eventually off of Fountain Central. South Vermillion by 7, 27-20, 2:58 to go before half. Invite you to stay tuned to our halftime show. As Sponsored by Clark Chevrolet and DeVerta Funeral Home in Cayuga. McClish to Gilman. Wildcats have a weave going. Terry with the drive, has a shot blocked, picked up by the Mustangs. Shaby on the far side, skip pass to Barnett, penetrates, gives it up to Butts on the baseline, out front, it's Eberle. His shot no good. And the ball was last touched by Butts. Goes out of bounds as he goes through the Wildcat bench.
Parker Crosley picked the wrong seat tonight to be in.
Well, give him some credit because I think he did a nice job of helping to protect the player that was coming his direction too. Wildcats in the half court. Gilman up the right side. Step back jumper's good. Wildcats by 9, 29-20. Barnett has the ball poked away, picked up by McClish. It's a race to the basket. The ball's knocked away, picked up by Butts. Watt defense up the floor to Smith. Smith misses the layup, gets his rebound back, puts it on the floor. He's going to miss a layup again. This time it's rebound for the Wildcats. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Vice Head authorized retailer in Rockville, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. Foul on the floor on Eberle of Fountain Central. That's his first, second of the half. Only six fouls in the first half, Stephen. Clock down to 1:44. Highly doubt that either team gets to the bonus here in the first half. Terry on the far wing gives it up in the corner to Van Lannen. Connor works back to his left, crossover to the right, loses control of the ball, picked up by Eberle. Gives it up to Barnett, puts it on the floor, works to his right. It's now Shaby. He fires another three. It won't go. Van Lannen with the rebound. Outlet pass Johnson. Up the far side to Gilman. Bryce will back it out. Reset the offense. Wildcats lead by 9, 29-20. Down to a minute. You want a good possession here. Not sure that you're going to hold the ball for a minute. But you definitely want a good shot up by 9. McClish gives it up to Van Lannen. Van Lannen back to McClish. Open at the top of the key for three. His shot won't go. Rebound Barnett. It's now Butts on the dribble. Penetrates. Kicks to Eberle. Eberle for three. His shot good. It's a big basket for Fountain Central. Cuts the 9-point lead to 6. We'll see if the Wildcats hold for 1. Clock's at 30. Van Lannen in the middle of the floor. Would like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. McClish with the ball. Clock down to 12. Gives it up to Gilman. Gilman penetrates. He's fouled on the drive. I believe it's on Eberle. That'll be his second. Third on the team. Clock at 8.5. Ball will be inbounded in front of the Fountain Central bench.
Yeah, defense can know they got plenty of fouls to give if you're beat on penetration.
Gilman with the basketball, works to his left. His jumper to free throw line won't go. Barnett with a rebound. We're going to half, folks. It's a 6-point lead for the Wildcats. 29-23. Stay tuned for Clark Chevrolet, the Verter Funeral Home Halftime Show. We'll be right back to South Urbana on 104.9 at WAXI.
This is Ryan Luce, your local State Farm agent. On the court, all-stars make assists look easy. Behind the back, no look, or off the backboard, they're dropping dimes nonstop. That's how we feel about coverage and savings. Combine your home and auto with State Farm and start your own assist highlight reel. After all, even all-stars need an assist. Call me, Ryan Luce, for help combining your home and auto and enjoy the savings at 765-832-2221 or visit us on the web at luceismyagent.com. Enjoy the game.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Becoming a professional race car driver takes time. Quitting smoking does too. It's not about stopping in one day. It's about starting with day one. Get the resources and support you need to quit smoking at cancer.org/smokeout.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Back to South Vermillion High School, 29-23 at halftime in favor of the Wildcats, Stephen. And I think Coach Neville has to be happy at this point. Trailed early by as many as five, led by as many as nine. But a big three there on the last possession by Fountain Central to cut that nine-point lead to six. But I think overall Coach Neville would be pretty happy with a six-point lead at halftime.
Yeah, absolutely. If you're going to draw that one negative, you're going to look at your turnovers and say 7.5 is a little bit too many, especially led to some of the buckets that Fountain Central was able to get. But overall, absolutely. I think it was a very well-played half. I think their defensive scheme is exactly what they need to be doing right now. Just make sure you find Shaby. Now he's knocked down three threes, I believe. So you certainly want to find him, but truthfully Fountain Central, as I said, looks like a team that has some athleticism, has some skill, but right now you're forcing the hands into the hands of some players that you want the ball to be in. So defensively, I think it was good. Offensively, I love the way that they moved the basketball. They found each other. They've been a very unselfish team in the first half. Just working it so much, they're finding some mismatches that really has boded well for South Vermillion here in the first half.
Quite honestly, when you take a look at the rosters, you would think that Fountain Central would have an advantage with their height, but really have not taken advantage of that, as the majority of their work is done on the perimeter. Smith has been the recipient a couple of times of some penetration and found himself open on the block. He's done a decent job on the boards, but he's not been much of a finisher inside. And I guess there's two things to me that really jump out here in the first half. One, for South Vermillion, I think they've done a tremendous job getting to the loose balls, whether it be off of a rebound or just a ball is loose on the floor. So the 50-50 balls, a big advantage for South Vermillion here in the first half. And I like the energy level that they're playing at. For Fountain Central, they just seem a little lackadaisical to me at times. And although they appear to be a very talented team, I think from a fundamental standpoint, they just have some breakdown in some areas, and they don't finish, which creates problems for them, has really led to the six-point lead.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think defensively, too, it doesn't seem like an area that they really buy into a whole lot. They're switching everything right now, and as we said, that kind of leads to this mismatch is when you have, you know, Jake Smith at 6'3 as your center out on the perimeter trying to defend Connor Van Lan and Bryce McLish. Hasn't gone well for them, obviously, so that leads to some penetration and the other players losing sight of their man off the ball. So really, you know, if it was me and Fountain Central was as a team I was coaching, the defensive side would be a very disappointing part of the game for me right now.
We're down to about 5.5 minutes, a little inside of that here, left in our halftime show. We had a half court shot put up a little bit short by a lucky contestant, got his number drawn. But let's go ahead and take a commercial break here on our Clark Chevrolet DeVetter Funeral Home Halftime Show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics from the first half. Once again, your score at halftime, the Wildcats 29, Mustangs 23 on 104.9 WAXI.
Todd Diverter at Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga is committed to the highest standards of service excellence. You talk about many things with your loved ones, from day-to-day details to big events. Sharing stories with those who matter most isn't just important today. It will be especially significant when it's time to honor and commemorate your lives. Go to DiverterFuneralHome.com, watch the video, and download a free brochure and have the talk of a lifetime today. It can make the difference of a lifetime. Diverter Funeral Home, plan ahead. We'll take the first step with you.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
Welcome back to South Main. We're just commenting on the size of the mascot of Fountain Central. That thing must be about 7 foot tall.
It's a big mascot. It actually caught my attention as we were doing the national anthem. He was out in the middle of the floor too,
and I tell you what,
stood a good 3 feet above everybody else.
It was coming up behind you, scare you a little bit, wouldn't it? All right, let's take a look at statistics from the first half.
All right, so at the end of the first quarter, it was a one-point advantage for South Vermillion. 15-14 was the score then. Wildcats outscore Fountain Central 14-9 in quarter number two. Halftime score 29, South Vermillion. Fountain Central 23. For the Mustangs, they are led right now by Andrew Shabby. 9 points, 3 for 5. All of those attempts, all of those makes come on three-point attempts. Then it would be 5 points to Barnett. He's 2 of 5 shooting right now, 1 of 2 from the free throw line. Jake Smith got 4 points, 1 of 5 shooting from the floor for him. He is a perfect 2 of 2 when he got to the free throw line. Carson Eberle with 3, and Nathaniel Butts with 2 points here in half number one. As a team, Fountain Central right now shooting 27% on two-point field goal attempts. They've gone 4 of 15 as a team, 44%, 4 of 9. Behind the three-point line, and then they're shooting 75%, 3 of 4 in half number one. For South Vermillion, they are led by Connor Van Landen with 8 points. He's 4 of 8 shooting right now. Then 6 points apiece to Brandon Johnson and Bryce Gilman. Brandon Johnson 3 of 4 from the floor, Bryce Gilman 2 of 6. But Bryce is also 2 of 2 from the free throw line. The only free throw shot and attempted, or made and attempted, by South Vermillion in that first half. Bryce McLish has 5 points. 1 3-pointer and a 2-point basket as well. 4 points then for John Piper off the bench. He was perfect from the floor. He went 2 of 2. South Vermillion shooting 60% right now on 2-point field goals, 12 of 20. Just 1 of 8 from 12% on their 3-point attempts in this game. They are perfect, as we said, 2 of 2 from the free throw line. For both teams, unofficially in the first half, I had them with 7 turnovers.
Thanks, Steven. Great job as you always do. 23 points for Fountain Central. More than half from behind the three-point line, so the three-point shot has kept them in the ballgame. Once again, your halftime score, 29-23, in favor of South Vermillion. That's going to wrap up our Clark Chevrolet Diverter Funeral Home halftime show. Stay tuned. We'll be right back as we prepare for second-half action from South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com. Car shopping can be overwhelming. Go to the pros at Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga and find your vehicle. At Clark Chevrolet, we are the problem solvers. We'll provide you with a simple, easy, and efficient car shopping experience. Selection, incentives, and know-how. Clark Chevrolet, 105 North Division Street in Cayuga. ClarkChevy.com.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. Or visit our website, overpeckgas.com.
Welcome back to South Vermillion, home of the Wildcats. It will be Wildcat basketball to begin second half play. They opened the second half with the same five they started the ball game. Bryce Gilman, Bryce McClish, Cooper Terry, Brandon Johnson, and Connor Van Lannen for Fountain Central. It'll be Butts, Shaby, Eberle, Smith, and Barnett. Their original starting lineup as well. The Wildcats need a good start here in the second half. They lead by six. Nine has been their largest lead. Three-point shot by Gilman. Good. Good possession by the Wildcats. They recognized the trap, made a couple of nice passes, and the skip pass found Gilman wide open on the backside for the three-point basket. Leads back to nine at 32-23. Smith on the far side on the baseline. His jumper's good. I think that's a shot you would probably give up quite a bit, Stephen. That time, Smith looked good on the 15-footer. Johnson and Terry work a little pick and roll. It's now Gilman in the corner. His shot won't go. Rebound on the backside to Shaby. Shaby gives it up to Butts. Butts on the move up the right side. His shot, good. He draws contact in the foul. So four straight. Free throw could make it five.
Well, Butts struggled a little bit in that first half. Got some decent looks. Shot just one of six in half number one, but you can definitely tell why he is one of the leading scorers for this Mustang ball club.
Free throw good. Lead down to four at 32-28. It was nine just a short time ago. Wildcats in the half court. Ball near side. Gilman works around the defense. His shot on the way. It's good. That gets Bryson double figures with 11. Lead back to six at 34-28. Light Thick Ron Construction, State Road 59 north of Belmore. And your hometown proud, IJ Stores in Rockville and Clinton. Butts gets around the defense. Nobody really contests him. He gets all the way to the basket, gets the easy one. McClish penetrate, kicks. Gilman open for three. Bryce good again. He's hot. Keep feeding him the basketball. Wildcats by seven, 37-30. In a half court, it's Butts in between the circles. He now dribbles to the right wing. Gets a high ball screen, gives it up to Eberle. Eberle to Shaby. Shaby works against Gilman. Nowhere to go. Sends it out front to Barnett. Barnett on the dribble to the right, hands it off to Eberle. Smith steps outside the three-point line. They run a little high-low, and it's going to be a foul in the paint on McClish. As Bryce rotated to help in the lane, he's called for the foul. That'll be the second on Bryce, second on the team here in the second half. Butts on the baseline, gets around the defense. Once again, we don't see that weak side rotation, Steven. Somebody's got to step over and shut off that baseline. Butts able to get the ball the way to basket. McClish on the drive, puts the shot up even though there was contact. Had Barnett probably set himself up outside the lane, he might have got the charge call. He was just too deep in the lane. 39-32, a seven-point lead. Eberle's three-point field goal, no good. McClish with the rebound. I'd like to thank WTHI-TV, depend on News 10. WTHI, you can coverage you can count on. And Dale Warnick Chevrolet in Rockville. Terry with the penetration to Gilman. Dribbles it out of traffic. Now has a mismatch. He has Barnett on him. It's now Johnson with the basketball. Loses control. Picked up by McClish. Right now, not very good spacing by the Wildcats. McClish gets around the defense. I'm going to say there's a foul on the floor. Going to go on Fountain Central. I think it's on Barnett. That'll be his first on the team here in the second half. Josh Adams off the bench. He's going to replace Smith. Clock at 4:42 in quarter three. Van Lannen to Terry. Gives it up to Gilman. In the lane. Terry has a shot blocked by Barnett. Barnett is going to be called for the double dribble. Slams the ball on the floor. It goes right to the official. I'm not sure if that was his intention. Probably worked out in his favor right there. Wildcats by 7, 39-32. 4.5 minutes left in quarter three. McClish to Gilman. Out front to Terry. Ball reversal near side to Van Lannen. Good cut. Terry gets the pass. Shot won't go. He's fouled from behind by Eberle. Eberle will pick up his third foul in the ball game. I thank the Fountain Trust Company, 15 locations, including the Rockfield Banking Center in the Rockfield IGA and Jackson Family Dealerships across the River Bridge in Clinton. I believe this is Cooper's first trip to the free throw line tonight. Connects on the first free throw. Thank Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning, North 9th Street in Clinton, and Park County REMC, your Touchstone Energy Cooperative in Rockville. Cooper good on both free throws, leads at 9, 41-32. We have a Valley Pro Construction timeout. It's a full timeout. We'll be right back in 1 minute on 104.9 WAXI.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today, drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs, one and all.
Dale Warnix Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnix Chevrolet, Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
In Park County, for quality, secure, local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School. A couple scores on our Future X Industry scoreboard. Linton leads Terre Haute South 50-48, 2:45 to go in that ball game. Bar Reeve at halftime, big over Washington Catholic 47-9. Butts on the drive, lose control of the basketball. Good defense by McClish. I think they isolated that time. Tried to pick the third up on McClish. Good defense. Forces a turnover. Wildcats by 9, 41-32. We're at the midway point of our third quarter. Gilman out front to McClish. McClish works to his left, gives it up to Johnson on the baseline. Brandon's shot won't go. Rebound pulled out by the Mustangs. Butts on the move, gets too deep, hits the bottom side of the basket. It's Wildcats in transition. McClish can't finish. Rebound Barnett. So a couple pretty good looks by each team. Shaby now for three, his shot in and out. Eberle with the rebound. To Butts. He gets this one to go. Cuts the lead to 7 at 41-34.
Well, senior right now definitely taking over for Fountain Central. That's 8 points for him here in this quarter alone.
Van Lannen with the basketball. Gives it up to Johnson. In the corner, Gilman works the baseline, gets around the defense. He gets an easy one. Once again, we see no weak side rotation defensively. And at Gilman with the easy one. We have a Valley Pro Construction timeout by Fountain Central. It's a 30. We'll take it with them. Wildcats by 9, 43-34 at South Vermillion.
This week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, it's the Valentine's Sale. And as a bonus, the Family Pack Meat Sale is going on all week long. Pick up an IGA flyer and enjoy the savings for your Valentine dinner and fill the freezer with your favorite meats. You can also save with coupons. Check it out at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
prepare for live action. It'll be Fountain Central basketball. Wildcats by 9. Butts hands it off to Eberle. Now it's Barnett's turn with the basketball. Works the sideline. Gives it up to Butts on the baseline. Reverse layup on the way. It won't go. Ball tipped out Barnett. Picked up by Smith. It's a battle on the low post. Ball comes near side to Shaby. Sends it into the post to Barnett. He's fouled on the shot. That'll send him to the free throw line. Well, they pulled Smith out of the block, Stephen. Now they're trying to isolate Barnett inside. That's the second foul on Terry. I think Valley Pro Construction, your complete general contractor in Clinton, as Barnett misses the first free throw. Also, Todd Diverter, Diverter Funeral Home in Cayuga, and Walsh Law Offices in Covington and at Clinton. Second free throw on the way by Barnett is good. That cuts the lead to 8 at 43-35. Piper in the ball game for the Wildcats, as is Mullins. McClish out front, gives it up to Mullins. Works to the right. Spin dribble, shot inside, draws the contact. He's fouled by Barnett. That's going to send Jackson to the free throw line. That's a good move by a freshman against a senior, Stephen. Like the fact that he drew the contact. If you try to avoid contact there, you get your shot blocked. Mullins connects on the first free throw.
Yeah, it's set up really well. Coach Neville ran a high ball screen to try to get the mismatch. Gets his guard on Barnett, as you said. Freshman does the rest.
Mullins connects on the second free throw. Largest lead of the ball game, I believe. It's double digits. It's at 10, 45-35. Wildcats back to a trapping defense. Eberle on the backside takes the skip pass. Now he gives it back to Barnett. Works in the paint. His floater good. On the baseline, Gilman. Bryce works back to his left. Crossover dribble, penetrates. Terry, deep. I don't know how he gets that shot to go, but a nice job with the body control. Cooper with the basket, lead back to 10. Clock at 1:30. Shaby gets away with the travel, gives it up to Butts in the lane, back to Shaby. Near side Barnett. I think that's the one thing you can count on Barnett. He's not going to shoot the jumper. He's going to put it on the floor. May have got away with the charge. Gives the ball up, gets it back. He gets the hoop in the lane. Cuts the lead to 8 at 47-39. Down to a minute in quarter three. High ball screen for Gilman. Good defense by Eberle. It's now Mullins with the basketball. McClish on the baseline, gets the defense in the air. Pulls up for the short jumper. It's too hard. Rebound on the backside by Smith. Trap out front. Eberle sends it to Barnett, puts it on the floor. Back to Eberle. Good ball movement by the Mustangs. It's Smith on the post. His turnaround jumper good. Four straight by the Wildcats. They've cut the 10-point deficit down to 6 at 47-41. Wildcats will hold for one. Clock's at 15. They need a basket to close out the quarter. Mullins with the basketball around the defense. Drop-off pass on the baseline to Piper. Back to Mullins on the backside. His shot, good. Good work by the freshman and sophomore. Three-quarter court shot by Eberle comes up short. We've played three. Wildcats by 8, 49-41. Stay tuned. We'll be right back for fourth quarter action from South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
What is your propane gas company invested in you? Hi, this is Dan Overpeck with Overpeck Gas Company. The Overpeck Gas Company has doubled its propane storage in the last year. We want to be sure that when shortages happen, that you, the customer, have uninterrupted propane deliveries. Geopolitical changes are happening, but we are committed to be a responsible energy provider. It's just one way Overpeck Gas Company keeps you, the customer, our focus for now and in the future. Call us today, 765-597-2201. or visit our website, overpetgas.com.
At News 10, we bring you more of the day's top local stories, letting you know how they'll impact your town, your neighborhood, your family. When severe weather threatens, we bring you Mother Nature's story, helping keep you and your family safe until the storm is past. And what would life in the Wabash Valley be without our sports? Whether it's your high school or favorite local college, we keep you in step with your team's stories. The stories of the Wabash Valley. Only on News 10. Coverage you can count on.
Welcome back as we prepare for fourth quarter action. It will be Fountain Central basketball. Mullins, Van Lannen, Gilman, Johnson, Piper for the Wildcats. Smith, Barnett, Shaby, Butts, and Eberle. That's one thing we haven't seen much of tonight. Fountain Central's not gone to the bench other than to Adams. Good move in the lane by Barnett. Shot won't go. He's fouled by Johnson. I think you need to recognize if he gets the ball, it's going to be put on the floor. Not sure you wouldn't be better to step off. Maybe another step, force him to shoot the jumper.
Jim, you're exactly right. At no point in the ballgame do I recall him attempting a shot outside of about 5 feet.
First free throw rolls off the rim. We'd like to thank Overpet Gas Company, Propane Exceptional Energy in Marshall and Covington, and Ryan Luce, your local State Farm Insurance in Clinton. Barnett splits a pair at the free throw line, cuts the lead to 7, 49-42. Now it's a half-court trap by the Mustangs. Wildcats handled this well earlier. Piper to Mullins. Near side to Gilman. Bryce fires a three. Rattles it in. It won't go. Wildcats had a hand on the rebound. Can't corral it. Up the floor come the Wildcats. They're going to throw it away. Once again, to me, Stephen, just an unforced turnover. You don't make the high percentage pass by pivoting, finding your player.
Yeah, the ball was getting ready to go out of bounds, but he had corralled it, got his feet under him. He was set, so to throw the off-balance pass really unnecessary that time by Shaby.
It'll be Garzolini and Van Lannen in the lineup for Coach Neville. Piper to McClish. Over the top to Garzolini, trapped in the corner, loses the ball, picked up by the Mustangs, up the floor to Barnett. He sends it out front to Shaby. He fires a three. It won't go. Ball tipped out by Barnett. He gets the ball back in the lane. He's going to be called for the charge. So the turnover gives it back to the Wildcats. 49-42, they lead by 7. McClish to Van Lannen. Connor looks to go baseline. His pass to McClish in the paint. I don't know how they were able to get the one to get the pass through there. Two, McClish able to handle it. As he goes up for the shot, somebody has a hold of his arm. If it's on Eberle, that's going to be his fourth. Now they've got 32 on the board, which is Barnett. Now they switch it. It's four on Eberle. Free throw no good by McClish. Johnson, Gilman. Return for the Wildcats. They're going to leave Eberle in the ballgame. Not surprised, Stephen. As I said, we haven't seen much of a bench. Adams, the only player. McClish, one of two at the free throw line. Cooper Terry will return to the Wildcat lineup. It'll be Butts handling the basketball in his possession. Works to his left. Puts the shot up off the glass. Draws the contact. That's going to send him to the free throw line. That's all we're seeing from the Fountain Central offense, Stephen. Put the ball on the floor and attack the basket.
Yep, that time just a flat screen set by Jake Smith at the top of the key. Let Butts decide which way he wants to go. clear out the middle of the lane, let him go one-on-one. He gets a shot to go, knocks the free throw down as well. It's a five-point ball game here with 6:30 to go.
50-45. And this 1-3-1 has slowed the Wildcats down a little bit. Van Lannen lets a three go. His shot, good. Coach Neville calls the timeout. It's a Valley Pro Construction timeout. 30 seconds. We'll be right back to South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
Valley Pro Construction has been in business for more than 20 years. They specialize in custom tile showers, Haas kitchen cabinets, and granite countertops. Make sure you visit their new showroom in Clinton near the intersection of 163 and 63 across from Hardee's. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, or simply call 765-832-1187 to schedule an appointment or an estimate. Valley Pro Construction. Visit Valley Pro Construction online at valleyproconstruction.net for more products and information. See Valley Pro Construction.
Big basket by Connor Van Lannen, Steve. The 10-point lead had evaporated down to five. Van Lannen sends it back to eight at 53-45. 6:21 on the clock. Fountain Central with the basketball. Butts will work against McClish. It's a high ball screen from Smith. Gets around the defense. Drop off pass to Smith. His shot won't go. He draws contact, though. That's going to send him to the free throw line.
So foul number three called on Bryce McClish. Six on the team here in half number two.
Smith's first free throw comes up short. I'd like to thank BJ Electronics, your Viasat authorized retailer in Rockville and a Bloomingdale home telephone company. Internet and phone in Bloomingdale, Rockville, and the Coloma areas. One of two at the free throw line for Smith. Adams will replace Shaby. I might take a possession and see if I can go right at Eberle. Eberle has the four fouls. Into 1-3-1, he's on the baseline. McClish to Johnson. Back to Bryce, back to Johnson. Skip pass near side to Gilman. At the free throw line, Terry penetrates. Gives it up to McClish. Bryce's shot won't go. Good rebound by Terry. Turnaround jumper rolls off the rim. McClish with the rebound. He goes up for the shot. He's fouled by Adams, I believe. So once again, good work on the offensive board by the Wildcats. Undersized in the ball game. But I'm sure when this one's done, the rebound advantage is going to be in favor of South Vermillion.
Well, they go get the ball. Right now, Fountain Central kind of sits there, waits for it to come to them. Cooper Terry just rises up, snatches it out of the hands of Fountain Central, who had the inside position.
One of two at the free throw line for Bryce. Leads at 8, 54-46. 5:40 to go in the fourth quarter. Butts clears the timeline with the dribble, works to his right. It's now a 2-3 zone for the Wildcats. Smith hands it off to Butts. Butts will work back to the middle of the floor. It's now Eberle with the basketball. Gives it up, gets it back, fires a three. His shot won't go. Weak side rebound, Barnett. Gives it up to Smith. Smith going to fire a three. His shot short. Wildcats grab this rebound. It's McClish. Mustangs back to the man-to-man defense. Top of the key, it's Johnson with the basketball. Near side, Van Lannen. Hunter has a mismatch. He has Smith on him. Gives it up to Gilman. Bryce's three good. He continues to shoot the ball well on the perimeter. Wildcats' biggest lead of the ball game. It's at 11, 57-46. Butts penetrates, gives it up to Smith, sends it out front to Eberle. Near side, Barnett has the ball poked away. Still loose, and foul on the floor going to be on it. Terry. Not much of a foul, just found himself in the wrong place. That's going to send Barnett to the free throw line for our first 1-1 of the ball game.
Yeah, Jake Smith catches the ball on the block, but takes a dribble that gets him under the backboard. Thought he had a good opportunity, though, to score. But credit the defense of the Wildcats, understanding he likes that right hand. Forced him to the left, and he had to give up the ball.
Barnett good on the first free throw. He'll get the second. It rolls off the front of the rim. Rebound to Cooper. Wildcats by 10, 57-47. Klisch works up the left side, gets around the defense. He's going to get the layup. Poor defense by the Mustangs. Didn't do anything fancy there other than work around the defense. And there was no help side to be found. Wildcats by 12. It's the turnover. Wildcats with a 2-on-1. Gilman to McClish. Back to McClish. His shot off the rim, but he's going to draw the foul. Good work between the guards of the Wildcats. That'll send Bryce to the free throw line. It'll be a two-shot foul. Connects on the first. He'll get the second. Would like to thank Future X Industries in Bloomingdale, Marshall, and Terre Haute, and Clark Chevrolet in Cayuga. Bryce knocks down both free throws. Largest lead of the ball game. It's at 14, 61-47. And if you're the Wildcats, the one thing you don't want to do is to give up an easy basket. Make it a difficult possession for the Mustangs. Butts with the drive, gets the shot to go, cuts the lead to 12. It's a timeout. Fountain Central, sponsored by Valley Pro Construction. It's a full timeout. We'll be back in 60 on 104.9 WAXI.
He shoots, he scores!
Be a part of a local winning team. Making quality plastics since 1969. Future Rex Industries, located in Bloomingdale and Marshall, is now hiring for a range of positions, direct hire and temp to hire, with on-the-job training. Call 765-498-3900 or stop in at the Bloomingdale Personnel Office. Futurex is proud to be an active, vital part of the community. And good luck to all the area athletes from Futurex Industries.
In Park County, for quality, secure local phone and internet service, the one and only choice is Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company. Growing every day, Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company offers fiber optic services to residents and businesses in Rockville, Bloomingdale, and the Coloma area, all backed by local tech support available at 498-1000. Find out more today. True local phone and internet providers. Bloomingdale Home Telephone Company, 765-498-1000.
Welcome back to South Vermain. Out of the timeout, it'll be Wildcat basketball. But we might see some full court pressure by the Mustangs. Clock at 3:39. They'll stay in their half court trap. Barnett on the point at 6'3". Smith in the middle also at 6'3". It's not really been a problem for the Wildcats tonight. Ball in the middle of the floor to Terry. Works around the defense. Has a shot blocked from behind by Smith. It'll remain Wildcat basketball.
Jim, I can tell you here real quick, the game Linton and Terre Haute South has gone final. The Miners win 60-54 over the Braves.
That's a big win for that ball club. Dropped the game to Terre Haute South in the tournament, the first Financial Wabash Valley Classic. Wildcats in the half court. They lead by 12. Van Lannen gets around the defense. His shot good at the basket. Leads back to 14. Barnett puts it on the floor, loses the basketball, picked up by Eberle. Shaby open at the top of the key. His shot won't go. Terry with the rebound, hands it off to McClish. Wildcats will slow things up. Clock under 3 minutes. Not sure what happened. It looks like Van Lannen is limping a little bit. He's going to head to the bench. Mullins will replace him.
Well, Shaby is certainly cooled off here in the game. 3 of 9 now. All 9 attempts coming behind the arc.
Well, his game is staying behind that 3-point line. and knock down shots. You know, we've just seen them once, Stephen, but I feel like they're a team that you could scout. Gilman, what a job. He works around the defense, gets another layup. Once again, Fountain Central off the ball defensively. They get caught looking. Had two big men right around him. The 5'8 player gets the layup with the 2'6'3 players in the area. Butts a couple of shots, won't go. Picked up by Johnson. Gives it up to Gilman. His pass out front, deflected by Barnett. Knocked out of bounds. It'll remain Wildcat basketball. Clock down to 1:58. Wildcats by 16, 65-49. Ball comes into Gilman. Gives it up to Mullins. Jackson works to his left on the baseline, Terry. Cooper shut off at the free throw line, sends it out front to Gilman. Bryce hands it off to Mullins. Now it's the weave out front for the Wildcats. They'll run as much time as they can. They'll take a layup. Ball goes into Johnson, good ball fake. Gets the two bigs in the air. He finishes at the basket. Now that's executed about as well as you could, Stephen. You got penetration, the drop-off pass, the shot fake, got the defense in the air, you finish with the layup. Barnett in the lane, kicks it to Everly. Everly for three, rattles one home. Cuts a lead to 15 at 67-52. Under a minute, McClish in the backcourt. Up the floor to Terry, too high, picked off by Butts. Butts pulls up from the free throw line. His jumper won't go. Johnson with the rebound. Hands it off to McClish. Bryce gives it to Bryce. This time it's Gilman with the basketball. Crossover dribble. Shot blocked. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Fountain Central basketball. Gilman looking to find somebody. Comes in late to Terry. Good job by Cooper. He'll back the ball out near the 10-second line as he works against Smith. Smith will foul Cooper. That'll send him to the free throw line. Cooper's had a good second half. First free throw is good. He's 3 for 3 at the free throw line.
That's going to be a great conference win here for the Wildcats. Game was close for a while. Just down the stretch. As you said, some poor defense for Fountain Central really allowed them to extend this lead back out.
Shaby with the three-point basket. Cuts the lead to 13 at 68-55. Wildcats will dribble into the front court. They will dribble the ball out. As you said, Stephen, it'll be the first conference win for the Wildcats. They'll run their record to the 500 mark at 8-8, 1-1 in conference play with a 68-55 victory over Fountain Central here at home of the Wildcats. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we will bring you our Fountain Trust post-game show on 104.9 WAXI.
Think high-speed internet isn't available where you live? Well, we have great news for you. At BJ's Electronics, we offer blazing fast Viasat internet with brand new plans starting as low as $50 a month for the first 3 months. Get Viasat's fastest speeds ever for your home. Call BJ's Electronics today at 800-772-2821. Get the internet speed you deserve today. Just call 800-772-2821. Terms and restrictions apply. See Viasat.com for details.
See your Chevrolet at Dale Warnix today. Make sure to give our country gents a call. Buy that car today. Drive your dream away. They'll satisfy your needs one and all.
Dale Warnick Chevrolet is dedicated to making sure that area customers have an enjoyable experience. Make shopping for a new, pre-owned, or GM-certified used Chevy car, truck, or SUV fun. At Dale Warnick Chevrolet Rockville, you'll find experienced, friendly, and professional staff ready to help.
W-A-X-I.
This is 104.9 WAXI.
Rockville, Clinton, a DLC media station.
My name is Jeremy Montgomery. I'm the Energy Services Specialist at Park County RMC. We wanted to reach out to our members and inform you that through our Power Moves program, we have $1,500 in rebates for the install of geothermal systems. This can be combined with an additional $800 in bill credits, and until the end of 2019, there is a 30% federal credit. For details, contact our office, or for additional energy efficiency tips and rebates, visit parkcountyremc.com.
That was a great game. Congratulations to both teams. Time now for the high school basketball postgame show, where we'll go over final stats and game highlights. You're listening to high school basketball coverage on 104.9 WAXI and streaming at TrueOldiesWAXI.com.
Welcome back to South Vermillion High School, home of the Wildcats, Stephen. Nice conference win on a Tuesday night, 68-55 over Fountain Central. As I mentioned, the win gets the Wildcats back to the 500 mark on the year. They are also 500 in conference play, 1-1 on the year for Fountain Central. Overall, they dropped to 11-9, two games over 500, but at 2-3, I think pretty safe to say they are out of contention in the Wabash River Conference, but thought a quality win, 68 points. And I think the Wildcats, when they're playing their best basketball, they shoot the ball well, they score. Throughout the first half, I thought defense was really solid. Now, second half, I thought they got broken down quite a bit off the dribble, gave up too many easy baskets. But we saw some of that, in girls' sectional, too. It's a lot easier to play like that if you're the team that's behind, because you're really in a no-lose type of situation. But Wildcats came in undersized and really surprised that they did more than hold their own on the boards. And I just think from a basketball fundamental standpoint, they played much better than Fountain Central did tonight.
Yeah, they certainly did. And I think one of the difficult things when you look at playing a team like Fountain Central is the style of play that they do go with. Sometimes it's difficult to match that. And, when you face, and I don't want to say undisciplined, but it was very helter-skelter kind of an offense out there for Fountain Central. And sometimes it's difficult to maintain, the same discipline, the same level of discipline that you've got when you're facing a style like that. But credit South Vermillion, they made the plays when they needed to. As I said, tonight was a huge team win for them, the ability to share the basketball, every player getting involved. They were able to find mismatches when they got the switches if they wanted to defensively. There are points, as you said, when they locked in, they just played harder. High-level energy for them. They crashed the boards relentlessly and certainly looked like a team that wanted this win much more tonight.
Tell you what, we saw Attica here tonight, Park Heritage here scouting as well, and I think, in my mind, Fountain Central will have a tough time matching up with Park Heritage on Friday night. But as I've seen Attica play and I've seen Fountain Central play, it surprises me that Fountain Central has beaten Attica two times. But nonetheless, we saw enough to know that they have the potential, if they're hitting on all cylinders, to be a very good basketball team. They played some quality basketball throughout the season. I don't think we saw that tonight. But we got to give the Wildcats some of the credit for that as well as they pull out the 13-point victory, 68-55. Well, let's take our first commercial break on our Fountain Trust postgame show. When we come back, we'll have a word with the head coach of South Vermillion, Mr. Sean Neville on 104.9 WAXI.
Hi, this is Doug Weisheit from the Fountain Trust Company. Did you know you can save yourself a trip to the bank on busy days with the Fountain Trust Company's mobile app? Check account balances, make transfers, deposit checks, pay bills, and more anywhere, anytime. Stop by one of our 15 convenient banking locations or visit us online at fountaintrust.com. The Fountain Trust Company, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Hi, this is Mike Shake, sales manager at Jackson Family of Dealerships. Well, we are proud of our local park and Vermilion County schools. Sponsoring high school sports and local radio is just one way for Jackson Family to give back and say thanks to those who have supported this local dealership for over 85 years now. Play your hardest and you will always be a winner. Jackson Family of Dealerships, 765-832-2411 or jacksoncars.com.
Welcome back to South Vermilion High School, joined by the head coach of the Wildcats, Coach Neville. First of all, congratulations. The win gets you back to 500 on the year, 500 in conference play. And you and I talk a little bit during the course of the week, and you're in one of those stretches where you've got to play well night in, night out if you're going to compete for conference title.
Yeah, I think we're in the midst of 7 games in 16 days and 6 straight conference games. So Tuesday, Friday, Saturday to finish our conference lead. So it'll be tough, but I think, you know, our kids are excited about that. And, you know, the rest of the conference is kind of – they're all 3-1, 4 games in or whatever. So, you know, it'll be interesting to see how we come back from that.
Well, all you can do is take care of business tonight, and you did a nice job of that, a quality home win. And, of course, in conference play, if you're going to compete, you've got to win your games at home.
Yeah,
and
Fountain
Central, a very good ball club. The loss drops them to 11-9 on the year. But I thought from a fundamental standpoint, you played very well tonight.
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. Yeah, I think, you know, the first half, I think we were a little bit better on the defensive end, held them down a little bit. And then the second half, I think they kind of reasserted they're inside a little bit, and you know, I just thought offensively in the second half we were very efficient. You know, I think we were like 4-7 from three, and pretty good from two, and scoring on most possessions, and that's always going to help.
Well, you got good contributions from your bench tonight. I believe you had 3 players in double figures, led by Bryce Gilman with 21, then McClish and Van Lannen, I believe, had 13 apiece.
Yeah, when we can get 3 guys in double figures, I think that's definitely going to be the recipe for us, is to get those multiple guys when we only have one or whatever. We've struggled. But, you know, I think our early schedule, I mean, we played a lot of tough games early in the year. And, you know, Terrell South, Danville, Marshall, all those games. And I think with our last 3 wins in a row, I think we're starting to kind of see benefits from that.
Well, and that's why you play them.
Right.
You play them to make yourself better. And you know as well as I do, you've been around the game long enough that the team with the best record is not necessarily the best team. And people are going to remember what you do come tournament time anyway.
Right.
So
right.
You want to prepare yourself for that. And obviously, off to a good start. I think probably the one thing that that jumped out to me tonight was you guys did a great job on the boards. And in the first half, and even into the second half, the 50-50 balls were yours tonight. And those type of plays, those hustle plays, make a big difference.
Yeah, and I think we played with a lot of energy. And, you know, we talked about it for a long time because, you know, we were 1-4 at home. And I didn't think we started the games with a whole lot of energy. And we just kind of fought back in those games. And it kind of happened tonight. I think we fell behind 5-0, and then we got a steal, and it just kind of, okay, you know, now time to get going, and we were able to kind of put a run together. So, but, yeah, I think when we play with energy, we're much better. Our shots, and I think that any team, you know, when you play with energy and intensity, your shots tend to drop a little bit better. You score a little bit better, more efficient, and, you know, at least for us.
Well, and you've had 3 games in a row now where you've been very good on the offensive end, and you've gotten better defensively.
Yeah.
You know, you have your last 3 games, you hold, you know, 55 is the most points you've given up in the last 3 games.
Mm. Yeah, and that's our goal. I mean, 55 is our team goal, so we'll be right on, you know, that. Scoring 68 was something in the past we haven't done very much of, you know, and I'm glad to see that we are starting to get that total, you know, up a little bit.
Well, Coach, you got a big weekend ahead of you. You go on the road for two tough ball games.
Yeah.
You're going to play Attica. has a great 1-2 punch.
Yeah.
Two very good basketball players. And then, of course, you travel to Park Heritage and a very good team there.
A team
that probably has as much depth as anybody in the conference.
Oh, absolutely. You know, Attica on Friday, you know, they're leading the conference right now, I think 4-1 or right there with Covington and, you know, at their place. And, you know, that's going to be tough. And then turn right around and play a team that, I think – is extremely, extremely good. I mean, they haven't had their whole pieces for a few weeks now, but that's only developed some more depth. And now when they get that back, I just think that they have a chance to be pretty scary down the stretch. So definitely a tough weekend.
Well, the good news is you take care of business tonight convincingly, and Fountain Central's a team that's beaten Attica twice on the year.
Right, yeah, they beat them one game pretty handily. And, like I said, we got to get some rest tomorrow and make sure we're healthy, get a couple good practice days in, and then get on the road. And I think there's a lot of parity in our conference this year more than last year when I was here. I think any given night any team can beat any other team, so hopefully three games in a row now on the win side, maybe we've kind of turned a little bit of a corner, hopefully.
Clearly with the stretch that you're in, as you mentioned, the number of games you've got in a 17-day game period, you talk about making sure that you get rest physically, but you got to be on your top of the game mentally, because you'll be putting in your game preparation for upcoming teams. But coach, congratulations, back to 8-8, 1-1 in conference play. Good luck
this
weekend.
I appreciate it. Thanks for coming.
All right.
Having me.
Thanks, coach. Let's take one more commercial break on our Fountain Trust post game show. When we come back, we'll take a look at statistics, our Future X Industries, and hand out our three post game awards. We'll be right back to South Vermillion on 104.9 WAXI.
American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning is built to a higher standard, so you can focus on the problems in your life that actually matter, like the drywall that somehow isn't. American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning, built to a higher standard.
Andrews Heating and Air Conditioning is also built to a higher standard. With nearly 50 years of serving the Wabash Valley and bringing peace of mind into the Valley's indoor comfort needs. Contact Andrews Heating today and let them obsess over it so you don't. 765-832-9401.
This week at your hometown proud IGA stores in Rockville and Clinton, it's the Valentine's Sale. And as a bonus, the Family Pack Meat Sale is going on all week long. Pick up an IGA flyer and enjoy the savings for your Valentine dinner, and fill the freezer with your favorite meats. You can also save with coupons. Check it out at your Rockville and Clinton IGAs.
We're hometown proud to be your hometown grocer, IGA.
Welcome back one last time to South Vermillion High School. Steven, let's recap statistics.
All right. So your final score is 68, South Vermillion. Fountain Central finishes with 55. Leading scorer for the Mustangs tonight was Nathaniel Butts. Shoots 7 of 17, around 40% shooting for him. 2 of 2 from the free throw line as well. None of his shots were attempted outside of the three-point line. So Nathaniel Butts certainly a drive-first kind of player, but he finishes with 16 tonight. Aaron Barnett with 12. Andrew Shabby with 12 as well. All of Shabby's points come from behind the three-point line. Aaron Barnett finishes 4 of 7 from two-point range, 4 of 8 from the free throw line here in this game. 9 points then come to Jake Smith, 6 points for Carson Eberle. As a team, Fountain Central shot 47%. They were 14 of 30 from two-point range. Behind the three-point line in the game, they were 33%, 6 of 18, shot 64%, 9 of 14 from the free throw line. South Vermillion's leading scorer tonight was Bryce Gilman had 21 points, 8 of 14 for him from the floor, 2 of 2 from the free throw line as well. Inside, outside, Bryce Gilman had it all going here in the ball game tonight. 13 points apiece then for Connor Van Lanen and Bryce McLish. 4 of 11 for Bryce. Connor finishes 6 of 10. And then Bryce also goes 4 of 5 from the free throw line as well. 8 points then, chipped in by Brandon Johnson. He was 4 of 6 from the floor tonight. 5 points to Cooper Terry, 4 points apiece to John Piper and Jackson Mullins, both of those checking in off the bench. South Vermillion shot 62%. They were 21 of 34 on their two-point field goals this evening behind the three-point line, 33%, 5 of 15. And as a team, shot 85%, 11 of 13 from the free throw line.
Thanks, Stephen. Great job, as you always do. It's now time for our three postgame awards. Our Player of the Game, sponsored by Andrews Heating and Cooling in Clinton, goes to junior guard from South Vermillion. Bryce Gilman leads all scorers tonight with 21 points. And as I said, the young man's hot. Keep feeding him the basketball. He did a great job tonight leading the Wildcats. 21 points. Bryce Gilman is your Andrews Heating and Cooling Player of the Game. Your High Energy Player of the Game, sponsored by Park County REMC, goes to another Bryce, senior guard for South Vermillion, Bryce McClish, 13 points in the ball game, one of three double-digit scores for the Wildcats. Not only scored a 13 points, but a tremendous job of handling the basketball against the multiple defenses that Fountain Central threw at the Wildcats tonight. Congratulations, Bryce McClish, your Park County REMC High Energy Player of the Game. And your six-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family of Dealerships. Off the bench, the big man, John Piper, the sophomore, 4 points, 2 of 2 from the field. Really came in and made an impact early, got into foul trouble, but that was because he played hard. Congratulations, your six-man Spark Plug Player of the Game, sponsored by Jackson Family Dealerships, John Piper of South Vermillion. I'd like to thank Jim Osborne back in the studio for a great job. Appreciate all of our sponsors who make our broadcast possible. Also, those of you who tuned in tonight, hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Invite you to join us as we will be at Riverton Park on Friday night for boys basketball, another Wabash River Conference matchup, North Vermillion and at Riverton Park. And then we'll follow that up on Saturday, girls basketball regional play. From Tipton High School, the North Vermillion Lady Falcons, 24-2 on the year, will play Blue River High School, 19-6 on the year. It's going to wrap things up from South Vermillion once again. Oh, excuse me, our FutureX Industry scoreboard. Let's run through that real quick. Linton, 6 better than Terre Haute South, 60-52. Bar Reeve, 60-54. Bar Reeve, 82-24 over Washington Catholic. Terre Haute North leads Robinson by 1, 39-38 in the fourth quarter. Bloomfield, 45. South Knox, 27. And Lafayette Central Catholic, 64-56 over Crawfordsville. Stephen, great job as you always do. Going to wrap things up here. Once again, your final score from South Vermillion. The Wildcats win 68-55 over Fountain Central on 104.9 WAXI.
You've been listening to the High School Basketball Postgame Show on 104.9 WAXI. Thanks for joining us. Stay tuned for more great high school basketball all season long right here on 104.9 WAXI, your home for exciting high school sports.